comes to meet his friends. This year should be a special schus for Abi Maranimi Marazi Sheyichyu, for Moshe Ben Peshadina, Lischus Naomi Lea Baschai Rochel, Lischus Yaakov Tzvi Ben Naomi Sara, Linishmas Marasa Esther Basrib Shmuel. The Mishnah, the beginning of Maseches Chala, writes, Chamisha Dvarim Chev Mechal, Echid, Maser, Makos, Meshibol, Shul, Shipon. So these are the five species that are Chayv in Chala, Seorim, Kusmin, Shibol, Shual, Shipon, different types of grains. They're all Chayv in Chala, they're all Mitztaref with each other. In other words, they all combine together to create a shear of Furchi of Chala. And the Rishonim ask on this Mishnah that it's mashma that all minim are mitztaref, that all five minim are mitztaref, can join together and make a shear with all five minim. However, later on it says, Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, Ezu min b'mino, it defines what's min b'mino, and it says that chitim aren't mitztaref with everything, just with kusmin, and sorim are mitztaref with everything except for chitim. Notice the Gemara there tells us they're only mitztaref min b'mino, and then it says what's considered min b'mino. But it has to be basically the same min. It can't be a completely different species, a different type. So you have an our Mishnah that all minim are mitztaref. That's the mashmos of our Mishnah. And then you have the Mishnah Vayter, Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, that all minim are mitztaref. We also find in Menachas, Tana, Kusmin, Min Chitim, Shibol, Shul, Vishipon, Min Seorim, Rashi says, Lenin Chala. To tell you that since Kusmin are Min Chitim, so that's mitztaref. Kusmin and Chitim are mitztaref. And the Shibola Shul and Shibon are mitztaref to Sorim. Rashi says it's talking about Chala. So what then is Pshat? How can it be that on one hand we have that the Minim are not mitztaref, and yet here we have a Mishnah, and then we also have a Brais and Menachas, that they are mitztaref. So Rashi there explains, Bazev Limid Al Zeh. In other words, the Mishnah later on, Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, tells us about this Mishnah. In other words, this Mishnah that says that the Minim are mitztaref doesn't mean all Minim are mitztaref. It has to be Min b'mino. It has to be the same type of Min, but not a completely different Min, a different species. That's the Ramban. That's the Rashi. The Ramban in Hilchos Chalos Yud Zayin brings this Teretz a little bit differently in his Docha the Teretz. Most Rishonim bring the Yerushalmi in our Sugya. The Yerushalmi, Gimel Amid Beis, Midapei Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks the Kasha. And answers, kan b'noshuch, kan b'bolul. This is talking about noshuch. This is talking about where it's strongly attached at the end. In other words, you have two different types of species. And they're noshuch. They're like biting each other. They're attached to each other. And kan b'bolul. And here it's where it's mixed in together. In other words, our Mishnah at the beginning of Chala is talking about a tzeruf of blila. Don't call the guy for glila. Call him up for blila. So when it's bolul, when it's all mixed in together, it's a gemishicht, as they say in Portuguese, it's all mixed in together, the din is kula mitztarfim. Then they're all mitztarif. And the Mishnah later on, Perek Dalet, is talking about a tzeruf of neshicha. And so if it's blila, they're all mitztarif because it's mixed in together mamish. And later on, it's talking about neshicha. And there, it's only mitztarif, the minim, that the Mishnah there says are mitztaref. It's shver that the Yerushalmi are arguing with the Yerushalmi, given different teretz. What do you have a Yerushalmi? So the Shnei Seliyahu says this is a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, and he explains the other opinion in the Yerushalmi, the Firashi. Akapanam, what's shot in the teretz? What's the difference between neshicha and blila? That neshicha, there is no tseruf with different minim, but blila, there is. So in the Renert Gemara, Yerushalmi, edition of the Yerushalmi, the Amudei Or is quoted, one of the great Gaonim. Tshuvas Amudei Or, not enough people learn Amudei Or. Akopanim, he says, that min adin kol chameshet minei dagan tzichim letztaref the shiur chala. Really, they should all be mitzdarif, because they're all chayiv in this mitzvah. But if you make isos nefrados, when you make different doughs, shone marehem shel ha'isot mizo mizo b'ofen nikar, they look very different, and therefore they can't be considered one isa, even if they're noshech, even if they're biting each other, and therefore it has to be min b'mino, they look alike, then it's one isa. But if there's stam noshech and it's min b'sheino mino, they look different, they can't be mitzdarif. But when you are lush, when you need them together in one isa, so there's no heker anymore, there's no distinguishing factor to discern between the different types of isas, because now it's all one big mixture. That's what the Amud Eor says in the Shiurei HaRav of Soloveitchik. We're fortunate enough that he gave Shiur in Maseches Chala. That's like a huge accomplishment for us, that we get to learn a sefer. Love it. Anyway, he says, "Nira lo mar b'pshit." This shemachayiv b'chala u'shir shel isa. What's machayiv in chala is that you have a certain amount of dough. By the blila chashiva kol ki isa achas. V'afal pishem urkevis mikam minim. Kevin shu isa achas sheyesh b'shir chala chayevis b'chala. So through blila, it's considered one isa. It doesn't matter that it's kama minim; it's one isa. But if it's two different minim, if it's neshicha with two different minim, that's not considered one isa. We have in front of us two isos that are less than a shir, that are required for chala, and therefore we want to be mitzarif them. When it's blila, you don't need to be mitzarif anything; it's all one. But here, you need to be mitzarif. And if they're different minim, they're not mitzdarif. So the Amud Eor talks about the fact that they look different. And the Soloveitchik just says that if they're different minim, they're not mitzdarif. They're only if they're the same min, they're mitzdarif. You want to come idin seiruf that they're combining, they have to be the same min. And you want to come idin, one isa, it doesn't matter if they're different minim. It's all one. The pashat, it's going to be chayv and chala, because it's all one isa, it's one dough. But if we're talking about combining tseiruf, it's a neshicha there. It needs to be the same min. There's no tseiruf, no din tseiruf. They're different minim. And according to this, yesh ladun, what would be the din if you make two isos from two different minim and then you mix them together? Is the tseiruf of blila said only when you were bolel b'tchilas shas achiyuv, originally b'shas gilgol ha'iso, when you mix the water with the dough? Is that when it is nikba, that when it is established? Or no? Seiruf blila is mechayev even after gilgul. Even when you made each, your megalgil each dough, and then afterwards you mix them up. Is that still called proper blila? So if you look weiter there in the Yerushalmi, it says, Tani Rebbe Chia Kain. Rebbe Chia learned like this. V'kulon shabalon tvua kamachim ubetzekos mitstarfos. That, as the Pnei Moshe explains, that if you are bolel mikulam, if you mix them all up, they're mitzdarif. Whether it's tvua, whether it's when they're garine tvua, when they are seeds of grain before the grinding, whether it's after they were ground and they were made into kemach, into flour, and even if they were nivla when they were ready butzek, they're mitzdarif, as the Ramban explains there. And then we go weiter, and we say, Ireis Rasha Isos. So the Pnei Moshe explains, Shelo Ire Vela Rasha Isos Bilvad, Mashi Itzdarfu Kulam Zeimze. So let's say you're only Ma'ariv, you only mixed in the tips of these doughs. Can they then be Mitzdarev? Am Rabbi Yossi Vahein Nashu Chalavka Murasu, Atam Reino Mitzdarev, Ach Reino Mitzdarev. In other words, Rabbi Yossi is asking, and that case of Nashuch, in other words, the Isos are biting each other, Lav kim oras hu? Is it not similar to maoras? In other words, when you are ma'ares rashi isos, when you connect the tips of the isos, nashuch is like maoras. And thereby nashuch at omar eino mitztarif. By nashuch you said eino mitztarif. V'hacha eino mitztarif. So you're also, based on what you're saying, doesn't mean Rabbi Yossi necessarily agrees. According to some, Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree. And that's Rashi. That's how Rashi would learn in the Bavli. But Rabbi Yossi here says, listen, you taina, that there's a difference between Nashuch and Balul. This is Nashuch. This is a din of Nashuch. And Memela, it's not Mitztarif. If they were... If you only connected the Rashi Isos, even if you were Mechaber, even if you were Lush together, the Rashi Isos, but it's not Mitztarif, because the whole thing has to be Balul B'yachat. So Mavur Lehedya, that Blila, is effective... Even if you were, each one was Mizgalgal Kolachas Bifneatzman, they're Mitztarif Shelo Bimina. Here, we're talking about it's Maoras. So if they're here, it's not Mitztarif. If they're different Minim. But if it's Balul HaKol Biyachad, even after there was already a Shas Eschaivos, then it is Mitztarif. So the Suffolk of the Yerushalmi is only Yireis Rashi Isos. And the Yerushalmi is poshet that it's not mitztarif. But if you're bolol everything together, then it is mitztarif. However, the Bavli there brings the brice of Rabbi Chiya, and it says that it's talking about Isra Chadash, or Chametz Pepesach, it's B'chalna talking about Chiyuv Chala. The Yeshua Siyankif, printed on the Gilyon of Shulchan Aruch Yerodeh, writes him in Chashin Chav Dalet, writes as a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, that according to the Bavli, if you mix in two doughs together, they're only mitztarif if it's min bimino. And according to the Yerushalmi, even if you were bolel beis bitzekos, mitztarfim aminim zeba ze. So you have a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says if you mix in two bitzekos, if they're mamish bolel biyachad, mixed it together, they're mitztarif, all the different minim. And the Bavli holds not. So the Bavli says this is not talking about Chala, it's talking about other dinim. Talking about Chodosh, Chometz Bepesach. The Meiri in our Mishnah writes Bepshitus that they are mitzdarif different minim if they're Balu B'yachad. Akopana Bepshitus Yerushalmi, we see Shelo Niftar Isa Shenis Galgal Apochus Mikshir Mitam Bishas Chovas Haisapturah. That because at the time of Chova was Pater, we're not going to be Pater. Ela mischayev asacha, it's mischayev afterwards if you're bolol with a different batzik. And the reason would be that Isa, that's pachos mikashir, is not considered Isa, and it's not considered shas chova. However, b'shita sirah, and therefore b'shas chova, and then what's mixed in with other minim, then it is mischayev. It does become obligated. However, b'shita sirashi that we mentioned, we see that we're not going to be mechalik between Seruf HaYadei Neshichu HaYadei Blila. And they're never mitztarif unless you have the minim that are mentioned in Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, not like the chilik of the Yerushalmi. So L'shita Sirashi, we have to explain why L'inyan Mitzvah Achilas Matzah, the minim are mitztarif, different minim are mitztarif to Shir Kizayis. And so is Masher from the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. And you don't have to eat a kezayis from the same min. Maishna matzah michala. Why by matzah, yes, mitztarif? And by chala, not mitztarif. Different minim are... Chala, according to Rashi, different minim are mitztarif. But according to Rashi, by matzah, different minim are mitztarif. But chala, not mitztarif. What's in between chala and matzah? So Soloveitchik explains that the chiluk is pashut. That the shir isa that was said by Chala is a shir in the chefetz of isa, that's mischayv b'afrasha. And if it's not mino, it's not mitzvah, it's not considered one isa. It needs to be one chefetz. If it's different minim, it's not one chefetz. But by matzah, the shir kezayis, l'mitz achilas matzah, is not in the chefetz of the bread. It's in the maisa achila. And you ate a kezayis. So if you need a shear in the chefza, two different minim are mitzdayer for the chefza. But if it's a shear in the gavra that he has to eat a kezayis, so he ate a kezayis of different minim, abaya. Like we find in Chulin, Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. Shim bala chatzi kezayis matzah, v'kiv v'chazer bala yatza. And though there was no tzera from the chefza, you ate the chatzi, person ate a chatzi kezayis, and then he vomits it, then he eats it another chatzi kezayis. It's mitzdayer. Why? There's no tzera from the chefza. Because also zayis necho pamayim, but in the gavra ate a chatzi zayis twice. And therefore he's yotze. So mitz Hashem, we will continue. Very interesting inyanim, and we have some nice lumdas to explain it. And we should continue seeing the flows of mitaras Hashem and continue our limit of the Yerushalmi b'siyata d'shmaya mitz Hashem. This hopefully was the first English Iyun Shir of many, the Torah HaYerushalmi. Mirtz Hashem. We should be zochah to continue in good health. Shalom, shalom, sweeties and most beloved friends.